I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, how you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and by now you most certainly know the deal here. That said, I want you all to listen up and get a load of this. When legends die, folks, a piece of us die too. And over the past 3 weeks, we've unfortunately lost three legendary pieces. So like I said, listen up. Because you're really going to want to get a load of this. Yeah, it's been a rough 3 weeks. I think it's a rough 3 weeks for the world of sports. And I'll tell you right now, it was a rough 3 weeks for me, Russ Salzberg. We lost Bill Walton back on May 27th at the age of 71. We lost Jerry West on June 12th at the age of 86. And we lost the greatest baseball player, considered by many the greatest baseball player ever to put on a pair of spikes. Certainly, for my eyes, the greatest baseball player I've ever seen, the one and only, say hey kid, Willie Mays. And, you know, they say that bad things come in threes. Well, I don't know if you believe it or not, but I got to tell you, bad things certainly did come in threes when these three men left us. And, you know, I'm proud to say, you know, being in this business, I had the very good fortune to meet all three of them. Not on a palsy-wowsy basis, I'm not going to tell you that. But I got a chance to interview each one of them. Nothing big in depth, but I got a chance to meet them. And, you know, sometimes in life, you run into people. I shouldn't say run into people, but you get a chance to meet somebody. He or she might have been a hero of you or might have been somebody that you admired or had a great deal of respect for. And, you know, that kind of thing. Could be in sports, entertainment, business, whatever. But sometimes you meet those people that you admired. And then when you meet him, you walk away shaking your head. Boy, that was a disappointment. He or she was a disappointment. Yuck. And I've run into those people. I'm not here to mention them because that doesn't serve any purpose. I'm here to talk about who and what we lost. And we lost three great, great athletes and three terrific men. You know, I'll go with the first one. We lose Bill Walton May 27th, the age of 71. I mean, you're talking about, you know, he had one of the greatest best college games ever to help UCLA Bruins win the championship in 74. He was the number one pick overall, goes to Portland. I'm not getting into tons of statistics here, folks, because today's not about statistics. It's about feelings. He wins a championship. He goes to the Boston Celtics later on when he's not a starter but a sixth man. Again, a championship. You're talking about somebody special. And then he had a terrific broadcasting career. And you know, it was kind of funny for me because I met him during his broadcasting career. And I'm like, you know, I'm not saying he was a colleague, but we were in the business. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. In fact, he was nicer than I expected him to be. And then there was, you know, Jerry West. You know, I met Jerry West, certainly, you know, when he was an executive with the Lakers. But you're talking about a guy who's the NBA logo. You know that logo? In case some of you aren't aware, most people, certainly if you're a basketball fan, you know Jerry West is the logo for the NBA. He's that figure with the ball, dribbling. That's Jerry West. Just a phenomenal basketball player, a phenomenal leader, a phenomenal player, a phenomenal executive. Every time I see somebody take a three-point shot, I you know, and there are a lot of guys who fit this category, but Jerry West is one of them. I'd say, God knows how many points he would have scored or averaged if there was the three-point shot when he was playing. Because that was Jerry West. Jerry West was something really, really special. And then, so we lose Jerry on June 12th, the age of 86. And then this past Tuesday, we lose, in my estimation, the greatest of them all, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. What makes Willie so different than so many other people, Willie transcended your feelings. You know, Willie is one of those guys that he could be the enemy. He could be on the other team. Not that you were rooting for him to do well against your team, but he was just a guy that you liked. There were a few guys in the world of sports who fit that category, and I'll use the ones in baseball. Willie Mays, to me, was at the top of my own personal list. Joe DiMaggio with the Yankees, I think, goes on that list. Just the ultimate gentleman. Stan the Man Musial from the St. Louis Cardinals fit that bill. And my late, great, dear departed friend Yogi Berra. Everybody loved Yogi. Everybody loved Yogi. But Willie, he just played with the flair. Willie played with the flair that I have yet to see anybody play with, that flair and enthusiasm. And he had that enthusiasm his entire career. He never dogged it. He was one of those guys that could run. He was what they said, the ultimate five-tool player. Five tools where you run, you throw, you hit with power. What I say? Run, throw, hit with power. Let me say it again. Hit with power, run, throw, and field. He didn't do just all five. He was the best at doing all five when he was playing. He to me, was just the best. And he played with a smile and a joy in his heart. That's why people loved Willie. I'm sure I was not alone when I got the word that Willie Mays passed away this past Tuesday. That, man, it was a kick in the gut. I mean, Willie Mays. I mean, my child, when Willie Mays went this past Tuesday, an enormous part of my childhood went with Willie. An enormous part of my childhood. Because he was Willie. You know, I grew up a Dodgers fan. You know, I was a kid when the Dodgers and Giants moved out to the West. Giants, of course, to Frisco, and the Dodgers to L.A. So really the L.A. Dodgers, the Dodgers of the early 60s were my Dodgers. And, you know, folks, if you don't know the history, the reason the Mets colors were blue and orange was because they were a combination, those colors, of the Dodgers blue when they were in Brooklyn and the orange for the Giants. But Willie was just, it didn't matter if you played for the hated Dodgers and you were Giants, vice versa. There were guys, you know, opposing players you say you hate, you don't like, you root against them. I didn't want Willie doing well against me, but you couldn't root against Willie. That's what he was. He was that special individual. That special individual. That's why I say part of my child went this past Tuesday. Really went this past Tuesday. You know, I talk about Jerry West. I mean, Jerry West, back in the day, the New York Post was an afternoon newspaper. I couldn't wait to get that newspaper. Why? Because I wanted box scores. Now I'm just talking about basketball for a second. There were two guys, the Lakers weren't my team, and when Wilt was playing, whoever he was playing with wasn't my team either. But I couldn't wait to find out the box scores of what Wilt and Jerry West did. Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West. That was my childhood. Those are the things you remember. Age-wise, Walton was a contemporary. And to lose him at 71, that's too sad. Walton at 71, Jerry at 86, and Willie at 93. But Willie, there was just something about Willie that just, like, I'm sitting here talking to you, feeling sad, talking about the passing of Willie Mays, and I'm sitting talking to you with a smile on my face. And, you know, I don't know if you got a chance to see the past week. Major League Baseball did a wonderful thing playing, and they had a game. They played at Rickford Field in Alabama, and it was, you know, to honor the Negro Leagues. It's the oldest stadium in the country, and it's where Willie Mays started playing when he was 16 years old in the old Negro Leagues. And they just did a phenomenal job, and it just is ironic. They plan that Willie dies on Tuesday, and a big game, and the show that they put on was on the following day. You know, call it coincidence, call it fate, call it what have you. But it all worked out the right way because Major League Baseball, and I criticize Major League Baseball, as you know, many times here, but not on this one. They did a phenomenal job. But today, folks, today's not about statistics. Today's not about contracts. Today's not about got to make this trade, got to sign this guy, got to get rid of this guy. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. No. Today's just about some of our childhoods being taken away from us. I know it's certainly for me. And like I said, I had the great pleasure of meeting these men. Not chummy. I'm not going to tell you I'm palsy-wowsy. But I got a chance to interview each one of them. And look, I walked away from each one thinking, well, that's a pretty good guy. I'm not disappointed. Walking away from Willie was a little different. I felt I was walking away from royalty. Not that West and Walton aren't basketball royalty, because they are. But I'm talking about the Say Hey Kid. I'm talking about the one and only Willie Mays. Every professional athlete ought to look at Willie Mays and study the film and study all the old black and white stuff and everything and say, that's how I should conduct myself on the diamond. That's how the game should be played. No, you're not going to be as good as Willie, but you can play with that flair. You can play with that desire. You can never want to disappoint the fans. That's how Willie played the game. Willie commanded respect because he gave the game respect. He showed the fans respect. How did he show the fans respect? By playing the game the way it ought to be played. Full out with a love, a desire, and a passion. Very bad week. This was a very bad week, but as I said, the past 3 weeks, just awful. You lose legends, and we lose a little piece of ourselves. I know some of my childhood disappeared over these past 3 weeks, and it took a major hit this past week with the passing of the one and only Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter. You can do it on Facebook. You can also check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Got to thank my home here at Believe.com, because as I tell you each and every week, Believe is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. And as I do each week, I want to remind all of you, if you haven't done so already, download the Yes app from the Yes Network. Download the Yes app so you too can watch me on my Get a Load of This video version of the podcast. All you got to do is download the Yes app. But as I said, that's a wrap on today. It's been a sad week. Thank you again all for being here. Have yourselves a good week. And for Bill Walton, Jerry West, and Willie Mays, rest in peace, my friends. Rest in peace.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com, CP43-9267-V1.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.